Most of you do not know me, but that's all right. But you are my family. David had a dream, and he talked with me about it, and you were the fulfillment of David's dream. It was, shall we say, extremely challenging. The Veterans Department in Charleston, I read the law, and Ronnie was supposed to be covered with veterans pay. And they said no. So I got the law, I read it, I went back to them. They said it'll be 2 years before you can be credited. One thing I learned from David is perseverance. You never quit. So I called the United States Senator for West Virginia, and he called the Veterans Administration in Charleston, really shook them up. And I would call again. They said, he's not available right now to talk with you. He'll talk with you in a year. But we had a lot of fun. We built the library. There was a little girl here. I don't remember her name, but she took my library and indexed it and put it in one of the classrooms upstairs. Because you've got to have tools to work with. And I know to stay in one place takes effort, study, and time. It will take anywhere from 3 to 7 years before you are really ever accepted in a congregation and a part of it. I preach for a little congregation about 30 miles outside of Beaumont, Texas. It's called Winnie Stoll Church of Christ. About 1995, we started a building fund. Maybe 25, 30, 40 people. Contribution on the fifth Sunday would run $10,000 to $25,000. There were a couple that had oil wells. One of those men, his name was Kenna Vanover. I preached his memorial celebration service. He was just, gave the total picture of a prickly pear or a porcupine. But if you could weave through those, he was the most generous person to care for missionaries and work as ever. So we enjoyed that. This is a, I didn't get to come previously. My wife and I had been married 6 or 8 years when we came here. And we had two girls, Martha, Yvonne, and Mary Allison. And so we had Martha and Allison. We didn't want to say Mary. Oh, my wife's mother just butchered that name. Oh, it was terrible. In her country, Mississippi, backwoods brogue. It was bad. So we called her Allison. Now they call her, well, they call all of them doctor, but she's a medical doctor. And this is the congregation that Stan and Eddie Howard helped teach, reinforce God's word in my two daughters' life.
Amen.
They are not Christians because of their great-grandparents who migrated and lived with the Indians in Illinois. I remember going once to church with them when I was a little, well, I've never been little. It was an old rugged wood house, not board, it was made out of timber, like a log cabin. Your singing was like that there. It was awesome. And then while we were here, Alice was teaching while I was at Ohio Valley, and the office called me, and there was a 13-year-old special education child that beat up my wife, murdered my son, and he's buried out here. At the cemetery, and Alice, she's always hard-headed. When she says she's going to do something, she would do it. Well, to tell you the truth, she wouldn't date me. She is the only girl who had the brazen audacity to turn me down. So I tricked her. One of her school friends was coming to a little congregation where I preached. And I said, would you like to go see her? She said, yes. I said, I'll pick you up for church Sunday night. My ego was satisfied. I had had one date, now I can drop her and go get another. And I took her back to the apartment and I asked her to go Friday night to a movie. I had no idea where I'd get the money. I don't even know where the words came from. Well, we came here to the Ohio Valley. It was really struggling. The day I signed my contract, the president resigned, and the day that we moved, the dean resigned. So we got through there a few years and got the boys from the congregation. And then the last part of it was, the last day she was teaching, she was beaten up by this boy and had 26 blood transfusions and got the worst case of hepatitis C that you can have. Right then, they didn't even know what it was. Now there are about 6 or 7 different kinds. And, but you know, it never slowed her down teaching, helping teach our daughters. Stan was marvelous in teaching our daughters to serve on the bus ministry. It was wonderful. Now, this is me. I love David Powers more than my life. He has brought more influence of Christianity into my life and Alice's than can ever be expressed in human words.
Amen.
Alice will be gone 22 months tomorrow. The kids, I had one boss, now I got four. Allison, Paul, and Mark, and the worst one is Allison. She's a medical doctor in Fort Worth. You're to do what she says now. Well, I chose not to move to the retirement home and continue to preach. I said, no, not now, later, maybe in 10 or 15 or 20 years. God promised a mustard seed. And you are the fulfillment of the promise of Jesus through David.
Nobody ever made any money around here. at great sacrifice, Marion came here. And so thankfully he did. Now,
Stan was running the bus ministry and it was booming. And I got hired in Garland, Texas, at the Saturn Road Church of Christ. They wanted me to come and build their education program. And they were a little congregation, 300, maybe 400. They said, build the education program. We've already spent $35,000 on an architect for a building back there. There was a youth minister and a pulpit minister there, and we had a staff meeting on Friday morning at 11 o'clock. And I told them, I said, what we need to do is throw all of those expensive building plans in the trash can and buy the Safeway supermarket and all of the parking lot. Well, at that, they rolled out of the building laughing at me. I had an ace in the hole. I went home and got Mark. That's my baby. He's an assistant district attorney in Dallas now. He had a one-line passage straight to God. There were six ladies that wanted to get married, and they were Christian mates. And they came to Mark and said, Mark, would you pray for us to have a Christian mate to serve God and have a family to lead to heaven? In 365 days, all of them were married. That's His power.
Yes.
If you had his address, this lady.
And so I went home, got him from nursery school, took him to the house, told him what I wanted to do, and I said, pray that we can buy the Safeway shopping center. So I took him back to school, and I went to the office. It took me 15 minutes to get up enough courage to call the Safeway property department. I hadn't talked to the preachers, any of the elders, none of the deacons. And I called them, and I said, we want to buy your Safeway supermarket. It was open, functioning, selling food, everything. It was just like a regular store. He said, how did you know it was for sale? I said, I had my son pray about 20 minutes ago for it, and so I'd like to buy it. He said, we only found out 15 minutes ago. Money was different then. I said, what's the price? $317,000. I'll buy it. No permission, no authority. So I took the elders into my office. There were two of them. Von Day was a little man, powerful. Get him across here. And he backed up against the wall. I said, now we can back out of this. The Baptist church across the street wants it. They think I'm the devil because I got there first. He said, we'll take it. Now the congregation has the educational program that is still operating as it was for 30 years. We even asked the ladies to have their babies in the first part of August. So we could get the MPM class. You would be amazed at the cooperation. Can't yourself that little congregation. Oh, it runs 2,000 plus.
Amen.
The architect, he just went up blazes. And I said, we need to have this gasoline tank put here. We need to have this flow of traffic. He said, how many buses are you thinking of? You've got one or two. How many are you thinking of? I said, that stand, I told him, I was looking for 100.
Amen.
He just left.